the strident conservative. We could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the strident conservative. The Republican Party has been developing its strategy for taking back control of Washington ever since Democrats mopped the floor with them in 2020. A strategy that includes a no-holds-barred push to destroy free speech by taking down so-called big tech and giving government control of social media. The Republican demonization of big tech and the push for government control of social media has become so popular, they have been embraced as key elements in the presidential aspirations of 2024 candidates. And now we're hearing that some of the states are getting involved in this attack on free speech. State legislatures in Florida, Arizona, and Minnesota have introduced legislation to curb the power of social media to ban users or delete content, despite warnings by experts that these laws clearly violate the First Amendment. There are those who disagree with these experts because, while the Constitution limits the federal government, they believe the 10th Amendment allows states the power to regulate social media. But that's only half right. The 10th Amendment does restrict the federal government because it's only authorized to express the powers delegated to it. But the states are only allowed to exercise power not delegated to the federal government as long as the Constitution doesn't expressly prohibit it. This means that since free speech is protected and not restricted by the federal government, the states have no authority to try to take that power. We have relinquished too much of our power to politicians at every level of government, and we need to do all we can at the federal, state, and most importantly, local level of government to take that power back. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you would like to check it out or you want to let me know what you think, visit stridentconservative.com.